All right, so we're good to go on that show. Amen. All right, well, we're done with our last study that we had, and that was going through the biblical aspects of the King James Bible. Now we're going to embark upon something just slightly different when it comes to standing, and that's going to be a title called Standing Strong, Standing Strong. And it should be no surprise to you, one of the first areas we're going to talk about is a book that I love, and that's Joshua, Standing Strong in Courage. Amen. And we're going to look at some things about Joshua, and we're going to pull out a unique thing that you probably don't often think about, and we're going to ask you for some input on this unique thing that we're going to talk about standing strong in courage through. So take your Bibles and go to Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua chapter number 1. Of course, our theme is standing armed and ready for battle. By the way, I thank God for Julianne and Jeremiah. They're going to be reading for the patch. Gregory has his opportunity tonight, so he'll be leaving here in just a few minutes. But I appreciate these young folks wanting to give back some of their time, helping out some of the junior young folk over there. Amen. And giving their time and talents back to them.
Is it Joshua chapter 1?
Chapter number 1. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And once you got your place there, if you would, stand with me. We're going to read verses 6, 7, and 8, and 9. 6, 7, 8, and 9. We're going to look at a little bit more of that. But 6, 7, 8, and 9, Joshua chapter number 1. All right, and let's see here. I'm going to read verse 6. Be strong and of a, notice that, good courage. We're going to hear some definitions on that tonight. For unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong, notice again, and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Let's read verses 8 and 9 together. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Notice verse 9. He said, have not I commanded thee? Question. He said, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. He said, look, I told you already. I'm going to kind of investigate, why would God have to reiterate that phrase? Because he's telling Joshua, now I want you to stand strong. I want you to stand strong and courage. And that's what we're going to be talking about over the next couple Wednesdays. Father, bless now tonight as we have some things that we need to stand strong in as well. And we need to be very courageous. And I pray that you would help us, Lord, tonight to just look at our own lives and what it is that you have us to be strong in and to stand strong through. And we'll thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So as I said, standing strong, standing armed and ready for battle has been our theme. And over the next weeks, we're going to be looking at this theme of standing strong. This particular one is going to be standing strong in courage. And we're just going to kind of give you the introduction tonight. Again, stand means to abide, continue, hold up, establish, be fixed, or steadfast. And so we want to make sure that we can hold up. Okay, but why do I say we want to make sure that we can hold up? Because there's going to be some things in your life and in my life that we're going to, and I'll use this word, inherit. Inherit. There's going to be some things that we're going to inherit. The background is this. Moses has died, and Joshua's turn to take over. Joshua did not ask to be in charge. Joshua inherited this task. And the thing that I want to get you to ponder now, what task is it that you inherited? That you inherited. Now, before you answer that question, because I'm going to ask you for some input, listen to this phrase. An inherited task is something you receive that you didn't ask for. Furthermore, it's not in your best interest to give it back or refuse it. Read that again. An inherited task is something you receive and didn't ask for. Furthermore, it's not in your best interest to give it back or refuse it. I.e., notice chapter 1 and verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Notice what he says. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. So, in other words, you're inheriting Moses' position. Not only are you inheriting Moses' position, you're inheriting all these people. Not only are you inheriting Moses' position and all these people, by proxy, you're inheriting their problems. So it'd be just like if Sam is just voted on the CEO of Intuit tomorrow. He goes to work. And they say, you know, we're going to let you inherit CEO of Intuit. But with that, you get all the people, you get the position, you get the promise, you get the pay. And he says, do I really want to take this inheritance? Now, he has the option to turn that down. He can say, I don't want that. I want to keep my old job. Now, some of y'all might say, I'll take it. No, I don't. Let me be so quick on that. Because with the position does come the pay, but comes the people and comes the problems. Joshua is not in a position where you can say, God, I think you got the wrong guy. What about Jacob over there? He's pretty good. Or what about Hur's son over there? He's pretty good. What about one of Moses' sons? He's pretty good. You don't find Joshua going into any debates. God says, now my servant's dead. You're in charge. So he has inherited a task. He didn't ask for it. And it's in his best interest not to refuse it or to give it back. He says, arise, go over this Jordan, verse 2. Thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So he's inherited this. Now, let me ask a question. Get your thinking caps on, because you too have inherited some things. And it's not in your best interest to give it back, nor is it in your best interest to refuse it. What would be something that you inherited that it would be not in your best interest to refuse it or try to give it back? I'll get you started. Parenting is one.
Amen.
You can't refuse it and you can't give it back when babies go. Well, I mean, you can refuse it. Amen. But that's not your best interest. Amen. Again, it says, furthermore, it's not in your best interest to give it back or refuse it. Parenting would be one. Anybody think of anything else that you inherited? Homeschooling is one. Home teaching is one. There's something that, boom, it's there. And it's not in your best interest to refuse or to give it back. Now, sometimes it may warrant that for a time.
What about being a pastor's wife?
Being a pastor's wife, that you inherited that, that's right. Well, the pastor's called you. You have a say-so in that, amen. But God normally calls, and God knows what he's doing when he calls, amen. And true, I mean, it's not in our best interest to give it back or refuse it. It really isn't. You know, I asked Pastor Bennett there, or Brother Baldwin, I said, look, God's called me. What if I refuse? What if I don't want to accept the calling? He said, well, just keep being a Christian. I said, will he beat me? He said, I can't answer that. I said, will I be miserable? He said, I can't answer that, but I can tell you this. He said, you will never be able to experience the fullness of God's joy without accepting God's will for your life. He said, you'll never be able to experience the fullness of God's joy. Now, and so I said, well, you drive a hard bargain. And I accepted that. A promotion may be in your best interest. And it may be hard to refuse. A school may be something that you inherited. Tony, a class or a semester or a teacher. You can't change the teacher. Now you can drop the class, but you can't change the teacher. What about a ministry or new people in your life? Or for sports, this happens oftentimes. The key player gets hurt. and the backup player has to come in, i.e. Dak Prescott with Tony Romo. Yeah. And it wasn't in his best interest to refuse it. And so he inherited the task, and guess what? He did a pretty good job, put Tony Romo out of a job. You know, the great phenom a couple of years ago was Jeremy Lin. Somebody got hurt. Jeremy Lin had a chance for stardom. He got in there. What happened? He inherited a position. And so in your life and in my life, there are going to be things that are going to come, and it's going to drop down just like that. And you're going to have to accept it. Refusing it is really not the option. It's not in your best interest. And so you've got to accept that. Jeremy, you're going to say something? Or Jeremiah?
Colossians 3:23-24. And whatsoever ye do it heartily as to the Lord and not as to men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Amen.
He that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons.
Amen. Now that wasn't written in Joshua's time, but the principle of it was. And so Joshua couldn't go to the New Testament and say, oh yeah, there you go. But he knew that God doesn't make mistakes. When something drops in your lap that you really would not have asked for yourself, but you know in and of yourself it's in your best interest to accept it. It's not in your best interest to try to get it back or refuse it. That's pretty much what happened to Joshua. Joshua walked into this thing and he's just being the best Christian that he could be. And God said, I got to replace you, Moses, because you're going to die. Moses said, you know, Joshua's not a bad person. And so God says, I'm going to have Joshua take over. And Joshua didn't have the experience that Moses had. Now think about it. You inherited whatever it was. Maybe it is homeschooling. It is teaching. Maybe it is that class that you really would like to get back, Brianna. Or Brianna. I'm looking right at Tony and saying Brianna. It's in your best interest to take that. What do you do? I believe God wants us to stand strong. That's why he continued to tell Joshua, Joshua, you didn't pick this for yourself. This is not what you wanted to do. You inherited this. And so Joshua, I'm commanding you. I want you to be strong. I want you to be of good courage. I know you didn't sign up for this, Joshua. I know you didn't beg Moses and say, hey, look, I want to do this. I want to do it. I know that that wasn't on your agenda, but I want you to be strong and of good courage. I want you to stand through this because this is no easy task. I can only imagine what it would be like being the CEO of Intuit. but with the pay, yes. The position, yes. But the people and the problems. Oh man, I don't know about, you know, no. Now all of us would say give me the pay and the position if I had to deal with the people and the problems. I mean, Sam would even probably say that, amen. No people, no problems. I get pay and position. I'd be a fool not to accept that, amen. I just got to worry about the IRS and taxes, amen. But normally when you inherit something, it's going to come with a price tag. And so I want us to look at a couple things about this. That thing that you're inheriting, whatever it may be, that you didn't ask for in your life. Hey, folks, I didn't ask for this, but I got it. I didn't ask for a bald head. I didn't ask for my hair to fall out, but I inherited that. And I've got to stand strong through that with courage. Hey, some of us have chronic illnesses and chronic problems health-wise. We didn't ask for that. And what do? I can't give it back. I can't refuse it because it's life. Lord, I didn't want this health. And your point is, neither did Job ask for his. Paul didn't ask for his thorn in the flesh either. But guess what? He got it nonetheless. And so there are going to be things in life that are going to drop down in front of you, and you're going to inherit this, and it's not going to be in your best interest to refuse it. And it's not going to be in your best interest to say, I don't want it. I cannot give it back. There are certain things that you're just going to have to accept. Joshua has one of those things, the charge of all these people. And I don't know what it is that you have, but search your heart. Well, what is it that God has given you that God is saying, be strong. Stand strong in this. Be of a good courage. I'm not going to leave you. You got to go through it anyway, so you might as well go through it by strength and my courage. You can't give it back. You can't refuse it. Hey, trust me. When my hair fell out when I was 18, I tried many times to get it back. I tried to refuse it. I went through injections the whole nine yards. I did everything I could to get my hair back. And then I just said, you know what? Everybody else is bald now. It's in style now. I thought about it the other day. I said, what would I do if my hair actually grew back? What would I actually do? Would I let it grow back? Would I just keep it shaved off? My kids say, no, Daddy, you look better without hair. My wife, family looked at one of my pictures, my eight high school graduation. They said, I'm like an old man. They said, I look younger now than I looked when I was a senior. I looked at that, and I thought I looked pretty suave and debonair. I didn't think I looked old at all. She said, my mother-in-law said, he robbing the cradle. Well, I'm just 1 year older than her. Like, what are you talking about? So I don't even know what would happen if my hair grew back. Would I let it grow back? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. Joshua has the task of leading Israel into the promised land. Now think about it. If he doesn't lead them, how do they get to the promised land? He's the designated leader. So if he doesn't lead them to the promised land, they might not get there. What might be his challenges that he needs to stand strong through? We already know they were stiff-necked. We already know they wanted to go back to Egypt several times. What else might Joshua have had to go through in this journey? Because the 40 years is over. They don't have to worry about the 40 years. That's over. They could really just go right in and do business. What might they have to worry about, or what might Joshua have to worry about standing strong through? Why do you think God told him, be strong and of a good courage? I command you, be strong and of good courage. Why would God have to tell him that? What do you think he might have had to face with this crowd?
Murmuring and complaining.
Murmuring and complaining. They were known for that. What else might he have to have faced? Joe?
They're going into battle at this point, so probably pretty sure they had faced at some point, like they did, so he would have to deal with
people then. Amen. You got to think about this too. How much military training did they have in those 40 years? Most of their training was looking around to see who's going to die next. Is it your turn? Yeah, because as soon as you die, we get to go in. All right, who's left here? Y'all? Y'all 10? Y'all stay over there like lepers. You know, because as soon as y'all die, we're watching y'all. As soon as y'all die, we get to go in. Can you imagine being the last person that had to die before they got in? You start feeding your arsenic and old lace, you know? As soon as you die, we can get in. I would have hated to be the last person. Say, what you hanging on for? Leave me alone. What else might they have faced? Joshua had to face. How about the Canaanites? By the way, did they know a lot about the Canaanites? Not really. They had the giants. Now, what about this? Joshua had it. Don't you think Joshua might have woke up one day where he just wasn't feeling good? Maybe he had a headache. Maybe he had the flu. Maybe they're soldiers, right? Maybe Joshua woke up one day with some kind of foot problem. Now he's got to lead through all this. He's got to inherit all this stuff. I'm still the leader. Now what if he's got a boot on like me? And he's still the commander in chief. Jenny, you get sick, you still got teeth, right? And like, well, school's canceled for the rest of the week, you know. Well, Jeremiah's like, yay. Now, sometimes it may need to happen. But guess what? When you inherit this task, that means that I got to go through the hard calls. I got to go through the tough times. I got to go through the tough days. I got to still stand. I got to tell Jeremiah what to do while I stay in bed. Amen. Jeremiah, keep the peace. And so, as a soldier, he may have had a bad day. He may have had some chronic illnesses, some knee problems, feet problems, anything like that. He needed to stand strong through that. The word strong means this. Notice down there in verse 6, it says, be strong and of good courage. Verse 7, only be thou strong. And verse 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong. The word strong there means to fasten upon, to seize, to help, or to repair, or to fortify yourself. So he said, I want you, Joshua, to fasten upon, to seize, to cure, to help, repair, to be constant, to be established, to be continued, to maintain. I like this one, to play the man. What do we say? Be a man, which means stick it out. Don't be wimpy and fall apart. Play the man. That's one of the definitions there. Play the man. To become mighty. To take hold or to behave oneself valiantly. The word courage there, where he says be strong and of good courage. Courage means to be alert physically on foot or mentally. Why would that be in Joshua's best interest to be alert physically and on foot or mentally? Why would that be in his best interest to be alert? Jane?
Because they there may have been other people who thought they should have been in charge, and they might want to take it down.
That's true. Might have been other people in charge. Why else? Why would he need to be mentally alert, but then also physically alert? Jeremiah?
He's got to watch the people, because they're going to think they can get away with stuff now that Moses is gone.
They can get away with things, amen? So in other words, he's got to keep a steady eye on the people that he has, but also attacks. What about the people out there? Hey, those Canaanites weren't going to just lay down. They were going to try and do some sneak attacks as well. So when you inherit your task, there's going to be some immediate things that you have to keep an eye on. But in your inherited task, you got to watch out for things coming from the outside into your situation, whether it is homeschooling or whether it is the CEO or whatever down at the U of A. I've got to worry about things coming into that which I'm supposed to do, but also I've got to keep an eye on what I'm supposed to be doing. So somebody could be trying to set me up. Don't forget, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And he would love nothing more than to use something outside of the inherited task to make your life miserable. And if that doesn't work, he will use something inside to make life miserable for you. Whether it's a foot, whether it's an illness, whether it's a stiff neck, whether it's a rebellion, whatever. He doesn't care. So Joshua is being told here to have courage. Be alert physically on your feet and be alert mentally. Be steadfastly minded. Courage. Webster says it this way in Webster Dictionary. It is the ability to do something that you know is difficult or dangerous. Amen. The ability to do something that you know is difficult or dangerous. It is the mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, I like this, and withstand danger. It is to overcome fear or difficulties. That's what Webster says is courage. So Joshua's got this inherited task. You've got your inherited task. You've got to be mentally alert. There's going to be something coming from inside maybe, or maybe something outside. You've got to be physically alert on that as well. So what was Joshua supposed to do with his inherited task? Give me this first one right here, verse number 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise. Joshua's first thing with this inherited task, he had to accept the responsibility. He said, I want you to arise. I want you to go over Jordan. He said, thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. He had to begin the task. He had to accept the responsibility. So whatever it is that God has given you, you've got to take it. God is not going to force it upon you. He's not going to force it upon you. There have been many people that have given up their children for adoption. God did not force them to keep that child. There have been many parents that thwarted their parental authority and said, I'm just not going to raise the child. I'm not going to tell them anything. I'll close myself in a door, inside this door, and I'll just let them raise themselves and do what they want to do. Many people have just said, I'm not going to do it. And so Joshua had to begin the task. He had to accept this responsibility. But God said, I want you to arise with this inherited task that you had that you didn't ask for. I want you to arise. I want you to go over Jordan. He said, I want you to do it, and I want all these people to go with you. He said, because I got something waiting for you. I cannot inherit the task if I don't arise and go. If I don't arise and go. So one of the first things that Joshua had to do to stand strong with this courage was to begin the task. But then he needed to have some boldness in the task. And verse number 3 tells you why. God said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses. When God gives you an inheritance, he gives you some boldness because he gives you some things that you can do. Jenny, as a homeschool parent, you and Mrs. Dawson and the others that homeschool, you can have boldness because there's an authority that you have with your own children that you cannot put on a teacher out there in the school system. You cannot go and tell the teachers out of the school system what to do. You can't tell them, don't you teach evolution. You can't go out and tell them, don't teach this or don't teach this. You can't tell them any of those things. But you have boldness because you have that authority that's been given you. Now, you've accepted that authority. And now I can go out with that boldness and say, hey, look, every place, I'm the teacher on this whole house. If I go upstairs, I'm the teacher. If I go outside, I'm the teacher. If I go to the grocery store, I'm still the teacher. If I go next door, I'm still the teacher. Wherever I go, I'm the teacher. He said, every place that the sole of your foot should tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses. He's got this inheritance, and God is saying, look, I want you to go out with some boldness, but you've got to begin this task, accept this responsibility, because when I give you an inheritance, when I give you something that you didn't ask for, I'm going to give you everything you need to get it done. He says, so all I need you to do is just stand. And all I need to do is have courage that I'm going to give you what you need. Notice what else he says down there, verse number 4. Notice the broadness in this task. He said, begin it, verse 2. Have some boldness in verse 3, but then the broadness in verses 4 and 5. He says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God says, wherever you go, whether it's the Euphrates, Lebanon, down by the Hittites, he says, this the coast, wherever you go, he says, it's going to be yours, and I will be with you. He said, I'm not going to fail you or forsake you. So in other words, when God gives you an inheritance, he gives you everything. If he's going to give it to you, then God's going to give you everything you need. He said, Joshua, I want you to go. You didn't volunteer for this. You didn't ask for this. I'm giving you this, and I want you to take all these people with you. But wait a minute, Joshua. You've got to arise and take all these people with you. You've got to begin. I want you to have some boldness. Everywhere you go, your feet are going to tread upon. That's yours. It's yours to have. But guess what? Wherever you go, you're in charge, Joshua. Everywhere you go, you're in charge. This is your people that I've given you. Everything. I use Mrs. Dawson and Jenny again. No matter if she goes to San Antonio, guess what? She's still the teacher. No matter if we go down to Lancaster, Mrs. Dawson's still the teacher. No matter where we go, she's the teacher. And guess what? Nobody can tell her what to do. Now, the government has its things that you got to abide by. We understand that. But when it comes to that inheritance that God gives to you, God says you have that authority. And if I've given it to you, you can do it. Sister, they entrusted you to do this on Monday. Guess what? God says, you can do this with my power. You can do this. Now, we're going to be nervous. Yeah, we're going to be nervous. Yeah, every time I get ready to preach, I'm always nervous. Folks shake my hand and say, your hands are cold. I say, it's because I'm nervous. I'm always nervous when I handle God's word. Why? I don't want to let God down. And neither do I want to be swayed by the people. You know, some people can look at you like this.
Amen.
You dare mention tithe. You dare mention being kind. Loving brother or sister. You got to breathe through that. You know, the folks looking at you like, yeah. God said amen. Keep on going, amen. What if I say, Joshua had to go through this. God says, I know you didn't ask for this. And the task that you and I inherited, we don't ask for many of the tasks. Some things we do ask for. But oftentimes we don't. But Joshua, as he's inherited this from Moses, he said, look, every place that you go, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And so he says, your job, Joshua, you're going to have to do something. We're going to talk about that next week. He said, but I've given you this task. He said, I want you to begin. Arise, go. Verse number 2. He said, have some boldness. Verse 3. He said, every place you go, you're in charge. He says, there's going to be some broadness, verses 4 and 5. He said, look, I'll be with you wherever you go. He says, so you don't got to worry about that. I've given you everything. It's yours. So when you and I inherit that task, whatever it is, how difficult it may be, God is going to get us through that task. You know, I remember surrendering to preach. I didn't know how difficult the task was going to be, but I trusted God to give me everything that I needed. Now, have I been everything I need to be? No, I haven't. But has God given me everything that I need to be what I need to be? Yes, he has. So the failures aren't God's fault. That was my fault for squandering it. Amen. And so God is going to give you and I everything we need for that inheritance that you have that's been dropped in your lap that is difficult for you to do. I don't know what that task is, but I can tell you this. They don't stop. They keep coming. With the ones that you already have, he may give you another one. Now this one may expire and you may get another one. This one may run out and you may have this one. Pastor White and I both know it. I was in the military. That ran out. I'm not in the military anymore. But now I'm in the pastorate. That started. And God said, did I give you everything that you needed when you're in the military? So I'm going to give you everything you need while you're in the ministry. I called you. I'll equip you. I'll train you. I'll empower you. I'll even clothe you if you let me with the armor of God. Now, my job is to pick it up and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to begin the task. You said, arise. You said, go. I'm going to have this boldness. You said, every place that I go, I'm the man. And we got to let God work in our lives and stand strong. Don't cower down for Satan. You know, Satan's going to throw everything he can at that inheritance that God's giving you. He's going to give you mean people. He's going to give you some people that's going to try to bite you in the back. I mean, he's going to give you things that people are going to betray you. But you keep standing strong. God had to say it in verse 6, verse 7, and verse 8. And then I commanded to be strong. And then to make it even more worthwhile, the people told him the same thing in verse 18. And let's close with that. But notice what they said. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Oh, man, praise God. They were all on Joshua's side then. But notice what they said. Only be strong and of a good courage. They said, do what God's telling you to do. Hey, you inherited us. You inherited these people. You inherited the problems. We're going to a place. You inherited that. We know. We're going to try to do everything we can to make sure that your job is easy. God will give you some people like that in your inheritance to make things work out a little easier, a little smoother. And they'll be there for you to help you out and encourage you. And I'm so glad that Joshua was able to stand with courage. Was he perfect? No, he wasn't. Did he make some mistakes? Yes, he did. Are we going to be perfect? No, we're not. Are we going to make some mistakes? Yes, we are. But God's whole thing was, I want you to stand strong. And I want you to stand with courage. Doesn't mean he's not afraid. But he said, I want you to stand strong and stand with courage because I gave you this inheritance. And folks, whatever your inheritance is that you have, I don't know what it is. It may be an illness. It may be a position. It may be a place. It may be a people. Whatever it is, let God help you stand. Encourage. Don't cower down. If God says you can do it, if he gave it to you, he knows you can do it with his strength. In his power. Are we going to get tired and weary sometimes? Yes. Are we going to get sick? Yes. Is it going to seem like it never ends? Yes. Sometimes it's going to seem like it's never easy? Yes, 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 and yes. And I'm sure Joshua probably answered yes and yes to all those too. But at the end of the day, guess where Joshua got the people? To the promised land. He did exactly what God told him he was going to do. Did he ask for it? No. Did you ask for yours? No. Is God still God? Yes. Father, bless now. All of us have some inherited tasks that we have to perform. And all of us have some things that have been dropped in our lap. And if we had our best discernment, sometimes we would say, why me? I really don't want this, but I can't refuse it. It's not in my best interest to not accept it, Lord. You've given it to me. And so, Lord, help me to make the best of it. Lord, I don't know what different inheritance are here, but we know some of us are parents. Some of us are teachers. Some of us are employees. Some of us are students. Some of us are teachers. Some of us have responsibilities of ministry that have been given to us. And Lord, we inherited those. And help us do exactly what Colossians said. Whatsoever we do, Lord, may we do it heartily as unto you. Lord, knowing that we're rewarded from you. And Lord, the inheritance comes from you. Thank you so much for loving us. Lord, help each and every one of us with that inherited task or tasks that we have to stand strong and courage, knowing you're in charge. Work in us and through us in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor White, got our closing announcements? Come on up.
All right, just a couple things we do want to remind you of tonight.